Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price, and I never know how exactly to introduce Derek because he's talking about something different every time he comes in. And in this case, we're going to say Derek Price representing Majors Field in Greenville, the municipal airport.
Well, good morning, John Mark.
Right, good morning.
I have my airplane hat on today.
Well, yep. Right. So Derek is a pilot and went up and flew with Derek one time. That was a great experience. And so he is not an amateur pilot, but a relatively new pilot. You've been flying maybe 5 years, something like that?
Yeah, about 5 years now.
Yeah. So yeah. You've got a lot of hours to your credit now. But let's talk about the event that's coming up, and this is the Majors Field fly-in on Saturday, November 2nd.
Yeah, I am so excited about this. This will be our second year in a row to host this fly-in at the airport. It's a city event, and it's completely free and open to the public. So if you like airplanes, if you like helicopters, you just want to have a fun, family-friendly activity coming out to the airport on November 2nd.
That's this Saturday, and it will start, I guess, early in the morning?
Fairly early, 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. So it starts at 9, ends at 4.
Okay, so a fly-in, and is this primarily vintage planes that are being brought in for people to enjoy? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. There will be some old World War II type aircraft all the way through, newer aircraft. One really cool thing that we're expecting to be there is a rocket from Exos Aerospace over in Caddo Mills. There's a company in Caddo Mills that builds rockets. They've got contracts with NASA. They send them up to, you know, the edge of space out at Spaceport America in New Mexico, and they actually build them right there in Caddo Mills. It's a
really?
Very cool operation.
Somehow that had escaped me completely.
A lot of people don't realize that. It used to be called Armadillo Aerospace years ago.
No kidding.
But it's got a new name now, and they build rockets and they send them up into space, and it's right here in Hunt County.
Good heavens. And now, obviously, they're not going to launch a rocket.
No, they'll just be on display.
Just be on display.
There will be all kinds of aircraft there, basically. We're hoping a Huey helicopter can come, you know, kind of the Vietnam era mm-hmm. helicopter. There will be helicopter rides one way or another. There'll be airplane rides for sale if you want to ride in one of these vintage aircraft. One of the big draws last year, the A-26 Lady Liberty is coming back again this year. It's got a little train that looks like it's made out of bombs that kids can ride around in.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I want to come back to the rocket though. How large are the rockets that they make?
Well, they seem big to me. When you stand next to it, they seem pretty big compared to like the rockets that send astronauts into space. They're really small.
Right. What's the name of the company again?
Exos Aerospace, EXOS.
And they're operating in Caddo Mills.
In Caddo Mills at the airport there. Yes, it's a really cool operation.
Very interesting. We're talking with Derek Price. Derek is with Greenshoot Media, primarily in Greenville, and has recently started a company called the Celebrate Media Group.
Yes, yeah, well. We started Celebrate Hunt County this year, and it's been going really, really well, and now we're putting all our video production services under that Celebrate umbrella.
And we'll be talking more with Derek about that, and maybe in this visit, if not, then another time. I'm going to continue talking about the Majors Field fly-in. So predominantly vintage aircraft, but all kinds of aircraft.
All kinds, yeah. But the goal for this fly-in really is to try to get people to come in from out of town. The Bob Wills Fiddle Fest is happening that day, and a lot of local people love that. A lot of musicians, you know, people who are into Western swing music and fiddle music, well, they come in from all over the place to watch this great contest and great festival we have here in Greenville. And we're hoping, you know, people with airplanes can get some friends and jump in the plane and fly into Greenville, stay overnight, spend some money. It helps our economy. Sure. The more people we can get to travel here and make this a tourism destination.
And you did this last year?
We did. Yep. Last year was the first one. It's in conjunction kind of sort of with the Fiddle Fest for that purpose. And there are fuel discounts for pilots. There are discounted hotel rooms. So things like that, incentives to try to get people to come here and, you know, spend some time and spend some money in Greenville with, you know, all the great things we've got to offer.
Is there a website for this?
Yeah, it's majorsfieldflyin.com.
All one word, or except for .com, I guess.
Yes.
Majorsfieldflyin.
Yep, exactly.
.com, right. So that all the information would be there if anyone wanted to know about it. Pud Kearns and I just briefly talked recently about, came up in conversation, something you and I have talked about before, the Majors Flying Club. Mm-hmm. What a great organization that is out there.
Really is. Yep. Great organization. You know, if you want to learn to fly, you can rent their airplanes and get training, you know, through the club. And it's not just a training thing. It's for people to be able to rent aircraft and have access to aircraft. And it's much less expensive than owning your own plane.
And that's how you learned to fly, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yep. I rented their airplane and had, in fact, the president of the flying club, Dennis Mathis, he was my instructor. And yeah, I learned to fly and rented their airplane through the club.
And then you bought your own.
Exactly. Yep.
Did I read recently that you've sold it?
I put it on the market and I accepted an offer on it. I've still got the plane right now, but it should maybe as of this next week not be mine anymore. Mm. So very mixed feelings about
that. I'll bet. But do you intend to continue to fly in one fashion or another?
Absolutely. Short term, I'm going to go back to renting the flying club. And then long term, I'm going to figure out what I want to do. Either partner with somebody else in a newer, you know, faster aircraft or get something different, you know,
of course,
ready for a change.
Yeah. With Majors Field, we presume that people in this area know about Majors Field, but of course it is the municipal airport there where L3 is located, and just off of Farm Road 1570, Jack Finney Boulevard, I guess the southeast corner of Greenville.
Yeah, absolutely. If you know where L3 is, it's right there at the Majors Field Airport, and it's a World War II airfield. There was training done there in Greenville, you know, way back in World War II, and it's remained an asset and a very valuable asset to Greenville ever since.
Fun to go out there. So it's the Majors Field fly-in this Saturday. Sounds like a great day.
Should be a fantastic time.
Great. Derek Price, our guest. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.